name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, for those of you who are parents, take comfort. At least none of your children has ever plotted to kill their little brother. At least I hope that's the case. And certainly, none of your children has ever sold their little brother to slavery in Egypt. Or at least, I hope that's the case. Now, why did Joseph's brothers hate him so much? Because he was the baby. Because he was favored. And they conceived in their heart anger and envy for the love which their father showed to him. And so they were saying, let's kill him. Then, no, let's not kill him. We're not going to make any money that way. Let's sell him into slavery. A truly rotten thing to do, a truly wretched thing to do. And yet, through this evil act, Joseph came to Egypt. And while he was there, he rose in favor to be the number two guy in the kingdom. And when the famine hit the land, he was able to save his family. Yes, even his brothers, who had first plotted to kill him and then plotted to sell him into slavery. He saved them. Now, that's not to say that he didn't have a little fun jerking them around at first because they didn't recognize him. He did. But he forgave his brothers and he saved them. God used this for the salvation of the sons of Abraham. It's a wonderful story, but it's more than simply a wonderful story because it is a foreshadowing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his brothers too, conceived a dislike of him. Now we're not talking about brothers in the flesh, not in the order, but fellow children of Israel conceived a dislike of him. We heard about that in today's gospel. And they plotted his death. And him, they didn't sell into slavery. Him, they killed. And yet, through our Lord's death, even those who plotted his death were redeemed, had the possibility of redemption. And our Lord, as he's dying upon the cross, prays, yes, even for those who plotted to put him to death. And through our Lord, betrayed by his brothers, we are saved, not from starvation, but from eternal damnation. And so, let us not conceive a hatred of our Lord. Let us instead be grateful to him for the salvation which he has given to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.